Newark, New Jersey became a city of race riots, violence, looting, and hate.
Media coverage of the 1967 Newark Rebellion depicted chaos in New Jersey's largest city. But many people who were there say some major inaccuracies were reported as fact.
Sniper fire from open windows kills two policemen, a fire captain shot in the back while answering a false alarm, and several bystanders. Officials said the snipers, some believed not to be Newark residents, used guns stolen from a local rifle factory. Even machine guns were used.
Come on. The untold story of those who fired their weapon indiscriminately, the National Guards, the state police. You can't put it on the people.
Former Newark Mayor Sharp James says there were no civilian snipers in Newark during the 1967 riot. An executive order put in place by President Lyndon Johnson studied the cause of the uprisings in cities nationwide.
It's called the Kerner Commission. All of that points out there's no excuse for someone living on a third floor being shot by a state trooper or a National Guard. They weren't carrying the sofa, hello. They weren't breaking a window, hello. But indiscriminately, you see a person, take dead aim, fire.
The July 28, 1967 edition of Life magazine was dedicated to the unrest in Newark. Its cover photo, infamous, depicting 12-year-old Joe Bass Jr. bleeding on the asphalt streets. He was hit with buckshot spread moments before the picture was taken. Joe Bass Jr. would survive. The young man who would take a majority of the shotgun blast, former Newark Mayor Ken Gibson remembers reading about him.
I never will forget a picture called The Killing of Billy Furr, one of the people who was shot by a Newark policeman with a shotgun because he was running across the street with some beer from a liquor store that they had taken. And the cop leveled down and shot him as he was running away from him.
He's not forgotten in our hearts. You know, he's not forgotten, and it was definitely unjustified.
Faith Jones often thinks about her cousin Billy Furr and the shock of seeing the last moments of his life through a camera lens.
My cousin, from what the family said, he came down just to see what was going on, and he went through having a discussion with the state troopers. They showed that photograph. So the family believed he asked permission to go in to get a cold beer on a hot day when there was, you know, all of this chaotic situation going on. And when he went in, they showed the picture of him going in. They showed the picture of him coming out with the beer. And they showed him shot down on the ground dead. It felt like it was definitely a racist type of situation. And they murdered him. They killed him.
The Furr family would receive financial compensation for their loss, but the sting of losing a loved one still lingers.
All the money in the world could never bring him back. You know, we always think about him. We talk about him around family reunions. And no, justice is never served when the murder is committed.
With the coming of the long, hot summers, for 3 years, America has had to face the tragic consequences of riots stemming from the slums of cities stretching right across the nation.
Half a century after the uprising, current Mayor Raz Baraka struggles to reinvent Brick City.
If you go further and further from Newark, people who have never been here, their whole opinion about what happens here comes through that lens. And I think it created a foundation for the way people view the city now. Is still centered around 1967.
In Newark, there was an uneasy tension, punctuated by minor outbreaks of violence after 5 days of bloody fighting.
Only time will tell if the city of Newark will emerge from the shadows of its past. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Ang Santos.